Hi everyone, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. This is a show where we bring on guests from the community, from the Lafayette community, from the Eastern community, from wherever, maybe. And we talk about the mixtape as a thing. Something that people used to make, still make for different purposes. This is our first show without Sarah Morris, who's the creator of the show. She's been co-hosting with me. I'm Lindsay Soayos. For basically the entire semester, we started in February. Sarah took a new job recently, so I am, you know, womaning the ship, so to speak. Today, I wanted to do something a little bit unorthodox as the first show I'm doing by myself. And I wanted to play an album and talk about the album as an ideal mixtape. I don't want to get too complicated with that idea. It is sort of not even really to be taken seriously. At least I hope no one takes me too seriously. I haven't written a dissertation or anything on the idea of the album as an ideal mixtape. But I would like to play this album that I think is a truly great one. I'm going to play it on vinyl. So stay tuned for that. I'll pause after side one and talk a little bit. We can talk about the construction of this, who's involved, what this band is. I haven't revealed who this band is, but I will. To start off, you know, I'd like to welcome you to the show by playing a track from my uncle's band, Dave Ramquist, The Sphincters. This is a band that I have known since I was a very young person. I performed once with them playing the tambourine. If you could, perform might be a little bit of an exaggeration. Just little on stage shaking a tambourine around. And I introduced them, I think, once at a certain point. So I'd like to play something from their new album, which is called A Cacophony. And I have this in the CD player right now. And I'd also like to shout out to anyone listening who's going to be in the Northwest. They are based in Seattle or in the Seattle area. I'm not sure if all band members live in Seattle. But they're going to be playing a live show July 29th at Skykomish Rock and Rain Festival. So if you're interested, if you're in the area, check it out. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of other bands there too. But if you want to check out the Sphincters, please do. And now I'd like to play for you a track from their most recent album. All right, here goes.
She always said she was a digital girl on her private Wi-Fi. A tie that binds this part of mine now walking her line. I spend my life with holding true, scared to find that open line it left me behind. Somewhere in the clouds she called my name. Underneath my hopes and pushed me to be that one who will always play her game. To each his own, we should hold that fast. To mark the year, the month, the day, it all tumbled past. So I hold my breath now, so my eyes hurt. Trying to pass the weight, but it feels too patiently. Somewhere in the clouds she called my name. She reached underneath my hope and pushed me to be that one who will always take the blame. Here I stand in the afterglow. I breathe it in and I feel the heat and I touch the flow. Cross tide lines, the current that burns, to close the gap and begin to reach for
Hey. Welcome back to Remix Tape. That was our intro song from The Sphincters. A track called Digital Girl, which actually I played at a certain point a few weeks ago. That was a tragically lost episode, an episode that did not record, but that we believe broadcasted for those of you who caught it live. So, yeah, I'm proud of my uncle's band. They've been around for a while. They're still performing. That's pretty awesome. I wish them the best at this performance they have coming up at Sky Comish. And here's to many more years of performing together. Makes me feel like it's the sort of continuation of an era that has not ended. So I hope they feel the same way. And that they heard me play this song all the way in Seattle. So I'd like to transition now to the main theme of the show, which is the album as a mixtape, what it means to call an album a mixtape. This is kind of a thought experiment in a way. It doesn't really matter if we, it doesn't really matter to me whether I can prove to you or not that an album is a mixtape. But as we've talked about before, when we had Josh Fink on the show, we talked about, this was our second episode, well, we did talk about artists, bands who make mixtapes in order to, send out to DJs or to send to small, to just indie record labels or to bigger record labels. Probably that doesn't happen as much anymore as it used to, but more likely indie record labels. Maybe those mixtapes are not necessarily albums when they are first put together. They're really just demos trying to get other people interested in their work. And I think what's cool about this album I want to feature today, which I think is one of the best rock albums probably of our time, it is by the band, and it is called Music from Big Pink. This is a record that to me really does feel, I don't want to call it a demo. I think the band was already recognized at this point, by a significant number of people and really prominent people, for example, Bob Dylan in the music industry and the music business. The band was already backing up Bob Dylan for a while, and they recorded this album in a house. And I just wanted to read a little bit from this album before I play it. I'm going to play it and talk after side one, as I said. This is what they say about Big Pink. It's a picture of a pink house. It's a little peachy pink. Just a normal house that that they feature in the album when you open it. So they say this, Big Pink. A pink house seated in the sun of Overlook Mountain in West Saugerties, New York. Big Pink bore this music and these songs along its way. It's the first witness of this album that's been thought and composed right there inside its walls. So that idea there of this house witnessing the creation of this album, an album that was composed right there, to me, the spontaneity of that, I don't know the full story. I'm sure Robbie Robertson has written about it in his autobiography. And other members of the band have probably reflected on it in interviews here and there. But at least as it's presented here by the band, Big Pink was where this happened. It's where they composed these songs. And so the creation of an album in this sense is a spontaneous thing. It is an attempt to showcase essentially who you are offering it to an audience. And it doesn't have to be somebody who's going to make you or not. It can just be, well, what is essentially us? And I think for a lot of people, Music from Big Pink is essentially the band. And it was a really groundbreaking album for a lot of other musicians at the time. For me personally, the band is one of my favorite bands. I really admire them. And I especially admire a couple people in the band who are my favorites. And those are Richard Manuel and Levon Helm, who are both no longer with us. I wanted to play this album because it just makes me feel good to listen to the band. There's something so true about the way that they play together and about how each one of them individually comes out so beautifully, no matter what song they're playing. And they blend so well together. Sarah featured them last time with Van Morrison up front singing Caravan. Now I'd just like to show you the band. Music from Big Pink.
Thank you. when she leaves the life that she learned so well from the old wife. It's so strange to arrange it. You know I wouldn't change it, but hear me if you're near me. Can I just
company. Take a load off Danny. Take a load off Bree. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can?
Yeah, take a load off Fanny, take a load off Bree, take a load.
Put the load right
on me. Put the load right on me.
Hi, welcome back to Remix Tape. You just heard side one of the band's album, Music from Big Pink. Those songs were, if you're interested, Tears of Rage, To Kingdom Come, In a Station, Caledonia Mission, and The Wait, which is probably the most famous song on this album and one of the band's most best-loved songs. So what did you think of that? I am always struck listening to this by how wistful every song is. It just kind of builds one song on the other. There's you know, each song is telling a story, but it's a very difficult story to tell, and it's not told in order. The final song, The Wait, is told in a series of conversations, and it also begins, for those of you listening in the Lehigh Valley, it begins, I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. That's Nazareth, PA, which isn't that far from here, from Easton. The first song was written by Bob Dylan, and he's performed it as well himself. This song kind of initiates some of these themes, mentioning, you know, family connections. We also don't really know if, you know, when someone's named Dear Daughter, and the question's asked, oh, what dear daughter, neath the sun, would treat a father so. We don't really know if this is sort of, if these roles are symbolic or actual, and the theme of family relations kind of continues. So there's something very earthy about the band to me, in opening up these questions of, you know, familial relationships, but also deeper relationships, some kind of eerie, an eerie verse that I like, which is from this song, In a Station, which is performed by Richard Manuel really beautifully. This verse that goes, "Once upon a time, they used me indeed. Tomorrow never came. I could sing the sound of your laughter. Still, I don't know your name." Last time, you know, I have this vivid memory listening to The Wait, picking raspberries in Maine, which is where I was a year ago this month. It's just that image just occurred to me. I was picking them to make some kind of dessert, but I was also picking them for this old couple who let me go into their raspberry bushes. Okay, well, that was sort of a random memory, but just in case you like these kinds of images that pop into your head when you listen to albums that mean a lot to you. So I'm going to flip the record now, and we're going to listen to side two of the band's music from Big Pink.
Thank you. Where the night winds wail. Serves you well.
Hi. Welcome back to Remix Tape. I'm just putting my headphones on even though I can't hear anything in them. That was side two of music from Big Pink. We had We Can Talk, Long Black Veil, Chest Fever, Lonesome Susie, This Wheel's on Fire, and then Bob Dylan's very beautiful I Shall Be Released, which is performed by an all-star collection of performers. If you watch the Martin Scorsese film, The Last Waltz, which I highly recommend, as would Sarah if she were here. This album to me is important. I like listening to it. It kind of takes me out of where I am. You know, everyone's always plunged into the future, it seems like, never really thinking about the present moment, or we're thinking about things that we did we wish we hadn't done, or thinking about things that used to be a certain way that aren't that way anymore. So when I listen to Big Pink, I don't know, there's something kind of timeless about it for me. I think because the lyrics are sometimes ambiguous and the narratives are nonlinear, it just sort of gives me a break. It's a sort of meditative album to listen to. And it's, for some reason to me, it's peaceful. So I hope you enjoyed listening to music from Big Pink. This is our last show for a while. I'm going to go out of the country. I'm leaving tomorrow and I'll be gone for a month. And then I'll be doing all kinds of stuff in August. I'm not even really sure yet, but more moving around. And so I would like to thank you for joining me today. Hope that you listen to more from the band, and that you stay tuned to listen to more Remix Tape. We have a new edition of the show. It's our second season starting up in September. We're still going to have guests. We're going to go back to our traditional format, sharing remix tapes from people from the community. I might have guests. I might have guest hosts. That would be something fun for me and hopefully fun for you. And I look forward to spending another year with you here at WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. All right. I'll see you when I get back.